I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
On the ground, does he make it? It doesn't look like he did. Now the ball is out. When did it come out?
That was the play. Did I miss the final fourth and one?
Yeah,
or was that the fumble?
That was the play. They cut it short on the NFL Twitter when they post the clips. They don't usually keep the radio folks in mind. They
what
just
are you doing
give it
there?
For visual.
Did you have? Was that the fourth and one play?
That was the fourth and one.
I mean, play what you just played again.
I'll play it again.
On the ground. Does he make it? It doesn't look like he didn't have the ball. Oh. Is out. When did it come out?
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't. You cut me off from the first part of that.
Oh.
I just heard, does it come out? And that was it. Al Michaels, bless his heart, because he's an absolute legend as a play-by-play guy. And we've talked about this before. The funny thing is, when he called Washington Green Bay in week two with Herb Street, I actually thought, man, you know what? I think he might be back a little bit. Last night on both the Kyren Williams fumble at the goal line and then on the fourth and one, my man had no clue as to what was going on. I'm going to guess right now. This is just a guess. I've done some play-by-play. During my lifetime here, I don't think he can see the field very well anymore. That's my guess.
That's actually
a good
call.
Perhaps relying on spotters, and maybe they're late getting to it, or he's not sure whether he sees what he's seeing, or he's going with the spotter. I think he needs really excellent spotter help because he's not seeing the biggest plays of the game. Let me just move on from Al Michaels. Legend, one of my favorite conversations. Had him on two different times, maybe three times, on pregame shows before Sunday night football games when he was doing Sunday nights. And absolute pleasure to talk to. Unbelievable storyteller, memory, the whole thing. But oof, it ain't great at times on Thursday night with old Al. But what a football game that was last night. I mean, that was start to finish. It really felt like a late December, almost January intensity. And I think that sometimes the most thrilling games to watch, regular season or postseason, is when a big road underdog that isn't being given much of a chance, and it happens all the time in the NFL, but last night was a bit of a high-profile game. 49ers 3-1, Rams 3-1, big game in the NFC West, but the Rams were an 8.5-point favorite. If you didn't know that, they went to an 8.5-point favorite because everybody for the 49ers, including the starting quarterback, out. And they bring back Mac Jones. I mean, another one of these stop giving up on quarterbacks until maybe they're like 39 and out of the league, because anything can happen. You know what? Situation, coaching, all of that stuff matters. Timing, Mac Jones has played exceptionally well in for Brock Purdy, and he was lights out last night, despite being beat up and physically spent at the end of that game and hurt, you know, ribs. He was throwing up as he was coming off the field in one particular, or he was dry heaving. I didn't see actual liquids or anything in his stomach exit his mouth, but he certainly looked like he was getting sick. This game reminded me so much of a Redskins game. Washington in November of 2017 went to Seattle. This was the 2017 team, which actually, for my money, talent-wise, was the best of that 2015, 2016, 2017 stretch. They had improved themselves defensively going into the season, but they ended up being absolutely decimated with injuries. I mean, they had no offensive line players playing in these games. By the way, one of the offensive linemen last night, one Trent Williams, did not play in this game at Seattle back in November of 2017. They had the likes of TJ Clemmings and Tyler Catalina and Ari Quanjo on the field. They literally, Jay's told me before, they had guys the previous week introducing themselves to the team on Saturday when they got to the hotel. So they went into this game against Seattle as a big-time underdog. They were eight-point underdogs, like the 49ers were last night. And they played an unbelievable football game and then pulled it out at the end with unlikely, you know, suspects. Brian Quick made a great catch. And then Josh Doctson had one of the biggest catches of his career. And Washington just stole one at Seattle 17-14. And in watching this game last night, I always remember that game because it was a memorable game because no one gave us a chance in that game because of the injuries and because of the venue. Now, last night's venue is different. There are a lot of 49er fans in SoFi. But the 49ers went in there and no one gave them a shot to win the game. And Mac Jones was outstanding. Kendrick Bourne, who almost signed here but decided to sign in San Francisco after week one, 10 catches for 142 yards. No Juwan Jennings, no Brandon Ayuk, no George Kittle. The list goes on and on. They had Kendrick Bourne and DeMarcus Robinson out there as receivers. Now, Christian McCaffrey's still on the team, and he had a big night. 8 catches, 82 yards, and a touchdown. Also carried the ball 22 times. The 49ers, if you didn't watch this game, maybe it's because you decided not to watch it, or maybe you don't have Amazon. I don't know. But the 49ers jumped to a 14-0 lead, and they were on the verge in the third quarter of going up 24-7 with a first and goal at the Ram 1-yard line, and it felt like if they punch it in here, it is game over at 17-7 with a chance to go up 24-7. And they went backwards from the 1-yard line. And on third and goal, Mac Jones got hit. And we thought that he was going to need to be carted off the field with a knee injury. It turned out to be not serious. They settled for a field goal. And then it was game on. And the rest of the way, I mean, the Rams took the lead. Or the Rams scored 2 straight drives, missed an extra point. In the game, the 49ers kicker, Pinheiro, who has not missed yet, was outstanding. But the guy for the Rams, who's already had some huge kicks this year, blocked, had an extra point blocked, missed another field goal. What is it with the block kicks this year? The season of block kicks. But Josh Cardy missed a field goal, missed an extra point. And then we get to the dramatic portion of the game. Eddie Pinheiro from how about 59 yards out to give the 49ers a 23-20 lead with just over 2 minutes to go. The Rams, who weren't stopped, drive it all the way down to the 49er 3-yard line, and Kyren Williams fumbles, a great tackle by Collins, who not only jars the ball loose, shocking fumble. You know, you're first and goal at the three. You're now, you know, you don't want to score too quickly, but you're going to take the touchdown to go up 27-23. And Kyren Williams fumbles, and the 49ers recover. The same player that knocked it out recovered it at the one-yard line. And then came such an interesting part of the game. The Rams had three timeouts left. The 49ers with the ball from their own one, clinging to a three-point lead. And I don't know, man. Kyle, I was absolutely expecting Kyle to throw the football and try to go win the game right there. I understand the field position. And, you know, it was McCaffrey for a yard, McCaffrey for no gain, and then on third down, McCaffrey for no gain. But I thought they would say, we're not punting it here when giving Matt Stafford the ball at midfield, down three. We got to go win the game on offense. Kyle, unbelievably conservative in that spot. Ran it three times for a total of a yard, yard and a half, punted it. The Rams took over. They had a shot to win it. They took a shot to the end zone, but they ended up kicking a field goal to tie the game. Plenty of time. They started the drive from their own 50 with a holding penalty on the punt return. And then came overtime, and the 49ers drive it down the field, end up kicking a field goal. There was a big sack on a second and three with about 6 minutes to go in overtime. Young and Turner, man, the Ram defense is good, but they gave up a lot of yards. You know, just like the Packer defense, you're like, it's really good, but then they give up 40. And here are the 49ers depleted, moving the ball up and down the field. I mean, Mac Jones in the game threw for 342 yards. They had 447 yards of total offense against the Rams. So they kick a field goal, and here come the Rams back. And I thought for sure, in watching this game at that point, both teams near exhaustion. I thought Stafford's been awesome. Nakua's been incredible. Another 10 catches for Puka Nakua last night. Adams started to get targeted in the fourth quarter, had some big catches. And I thought the Rams are going to go down and win this game, you know, 29-26 with a walk-off touchdown. But they get down there, and they get down there with ease. I mean, there's a 38-yard throw from Stafford to Atwell. They've got weapons, man. The Rams are really good. I don't know how they didn't win this game last night. They didn't deserve to win it with the way the game started. But then comes the situation. They've got a fourth and one at the San Francisco 11-yard line. 3.5 to go in overtime. Plenty of time. And they decide they're going to go for it. First, they tried to draw them off sides. Didn't work. Timeout. And then they keep the offense out there. And they ran Kyren Williams. And as we played the highlight, the 49ers stuffed it and won the game 26-23. Sean McVay took all of the blame afterwards, saying that's a terrible call. He's like, not going for it, which, by the way, I think they should have. Although with Mac Jones, if you saw Mac Jones leave the field after the 49ers' first possession, he looked spent. That's when he was dry heaving, coming off the sideline. He was getting worked on the sideline. You know, I don't know how much Sean McVay knew about the condition of Mac Jones, but I wonder if he did know if he would have considered kicking the field goal there with 3:40 to go, thinking maybe they'll have to go to another quarterback. Maybe we can get a stop on Mac Jones and get the ball back and kick another field goal. But fourth and one, it is an analytical go-for-it situation. The issue is they took the ball out of their best player's hands. Matt Stafford on the night was 30 of 47 for 389 yards, three touchdowns. Puka Nakua was uncheckable. Devontae Adams had become uncheckable. Tutu Atwell was pretty much uncheckable. And they ran Kyren Williams, who had fumbled at the goal line two drives previously, and he got stuffed. Wow, what a great football game for the first football game in October, in month two of the NFL season. I don't know about you, but as a sports fan, as a football fan, I think there's nothing more thrilling than watching a big road underdog go in and play the game of their life and end up winning it. Kyle Shanahan has now beaten Sean McVay straight up 6 times as an underdog. 6 times. And the Rams clearly, personnel-wise last night, had the better team. They did. And they lost the game. Kudos to the 49ers, man. What an effort. What an unbelievable effort. Now they get 10 days to rest, and then they got to go to Tampa to play. But that is a huge game in the NFC West, but even in just the NFC. That's one of those games where the Rams may look back and say, man, we lost the division on the first Thursday night in October when we should have beaten a team that was super depleted, and they didn't. The Rams are in Baltimore a week from Sunday to face the Ravens. Hell of a football game, man. It's what makes the sport and sports in general so great. And it was just a great day of sports in general with the three, you know, win or go home baseball games. The Tigers got it done. Boy, the Cubs-Padres game, the drama in the top of the ninth. The first batter up in the top of the ninth got called out on an absolute horrible strike call. Horrible call. They homered to open up the ninth, and then it was Bogarts that got up, and he looked at a third strike that was clearly ball four. Should have been a runner on first. And, they ended up, Keller ended up hitting back-to-back San Diego Padre batters to put runners on first and second, but they could not get another two runs in. The Cubs win that one. And then how about the pitching performance last night at Yankee Stadium? Schittler, try to say that 5 times real quickly, but an incredible all-time performance by Cam Schittler for the Yankees. He went 8 complete, struck out 12, no earned runs. It is the most strikeouts through 8 innings of a deciding postseason game without allowing a run in MLB history, and the Yankees move on. And tomorrow you get now divisional series play. Cubs, Brewers, Yankees, Jays, then it's Dodgers, Phillies with Otani pitching, and then the Tigers face the Mariners in the last game on Saturday evening. Great day of sports yesterday. Really a phenomenal day and a great NFL game to kick off, believe it or not, Week 5. And speaking of injuries and depletions, Washington's looking a lot more injured than we thought even yesterday. Because not only did Deebo Samuel miss practice for a second straight day with a heel injury, Mikey Sanders still as well. Both of those players, however, made the trip. They are practicing in L.A. They've gone out early. They're going to practice in L.A. today. And then we'll get, you know, an update later on this afternoon. Noah Brown did not make the trip. He's been ruled out. Terry McLaurin did not make the trip. He's been ruled out. And Sam Cosmi is out. They have not pulled him back on the main roster. He's in that 21-day period after coming off PUP. But there was a new addition to the injury report yesterday. And with that, I'm going to read this. This from my guy, Tim. Tim writes, "This Steve Suter guy is damn sharp, Kevin. He hinted at this Daron Payne injury a couple of days ago when watching the game tape from Sunday. He has no connection, no bias to, of the team, hardly knows the players, genuine breakdown of each game via the Sheehan Show. A must listen." Yes, Steve Suter's excellent. I mean, he's Cooley-esque with the film breakdown. And he said, he harped on, and we played it yesterday here on the radio show, harped on how bad Daron Payne was in the game. And he said, was he hurt? It just looked like he was either hurt or sick or something, because the effort was massively lacking. He absolutely eviscerated Daron Payne's performance, other than the one play he made, which was the forced fumble on Bijan. And yesterday, Daron shows up on the injury report with a knee injury and was limited in practice. Dorrance Armstrong was back. John Bates was a full go, and Jaden Daniels was full again. Jaden Daniels, of course, at this point, we feel pretty confident will start Sunday against the Chargers. But the possibility exists now that they may go into this game Sunday without Terry, for sure, without Noah Brown, for sure. And what if they go into this game without Deebo Samuel with the heel injury? I mean, we'll know more later today. Hopefully he practices. And I don't think he would get ruled out today if he doesn't practice. But what if it's Chris Moore, Luke McCaffrey, and Jalen Lane? What if it is without Deebo Samuel offensively? Well, I still like Washington. I still like him to win the game. I have a feeling our guy is going to be back, and he is going to do whatever is required to get this offense to score whatever the number is to win the game Sunday. I still like Washington. When you're depleted at wide receiver, it's not, you know, a good thing, but it's better than being depleted at quarterback or depleted across your offensive line. It is. Because when you have a quarterback that can create and extend, even if you don't have guys that win all the time, consistently and immediately, he'll give them time to win. You also have two really good running backs, three actually, and you're getting your best blocking tight end back for this game. You're healthy across the offensive line. I still like Washington to win. And when we come back, I'll give you my keys to a win over the Chargers Sunday in L.A. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980, theteam980.com. Don't forget, you can watch us on our Team 980 YouTube channel. Please hit the subscribe button and the like button when you get there.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Speak a lot about complementary football. For this offense, when you all are converting on third downs, converting on fourth downs, time of possession, how does this help the entire team?
Yeah, I mean, that's, I think, what it's all about. I think as a team thus far, we haven't been great at raising up together. You know, defense will get a stop, we'll go three and out, we'll score a touchdown, they'll give up a touchdown, special teams will make a play, we won't convert. And so we just have to raise up together. And anytime that we're playing well on third down and staying on the field, it definitely helps the other two phases.
Cliff Kingsbury yesterday. They are out there in L.A. They're going to practice out there today. Keep it tuned here all day, and we'll get information. I think right now the key piece of information will be Deebo Samuel more than anything else. Important to have Deebo on the field without Terry, without Noah Brown. They've been without Noah Brown, and last week they were without Terry. But they're going to need Deebo Samuel to win this game. Although, if they don't have him, I still think there's a chance they can win this game. I've liked them since the Atlanta game ended and the Charger game in New York ended. We'll see what happens. Washington wins Sunday. If, here are my keys to a win. First of all, this game has so many unknowns at this point, you know, on Friday morning, like how the loss of certain key players will impact both teams, which on one hand makes it kind of hard to preview because you're not sure who's going to be in there and who isn't. We know that the Chargers have missing pieces along their offensive line. Just so you know, one of those offensive pieces, Rashawn Slater, one of the best left tackles in the game, he's been out the entire season. They lost Joe Alt on Sunday, and they took a battering up front. They were manhandled at the line of scrimmage, and the Giants are really good getting after the quarterback. Burns, Abdul Carter, you know, the Dexter Lawrence, Thibodeau, they're really good. And the Chargers lost that game because they could not win the line of scrimmage on offense. They didn't lose because Jackson Dart was great or Cam Scataboo was great. They were fine defensively in the game. They had a real difficult time with the Giant defense and blocking the Giant defense, and it was too disruptive, and it led to bad plays and turnovers, and a lot of self-infliction in that game, combined with the Giants playing well. But this game is a hard game to preview on one hand because of the loss of many players and not knowing, you know, what these teams will look like with some of the backup players that will play. But on the other hand, in a game like this, you err on the side in terms of picking it. You err on the side of the team that has the better quarterback. And the answer is not easy here because, make no mistake, this is Jaden Daniels versus Justin Herbert, but Jaden Daniels coming off 2 weeks of being out and Justin Herbert being, you know, an elite quarterback himself who played an amazing first three games of the season. He will put it up for grabs. There's no doubt for that about that. He will do that under pressure. And sometimes he'll put it up for grabs and Keenan Allen will make a play, or Quentin Johnston will make a play, or Ladd McConkey, who has not had a great start to the season, will make a play. But to me, this is a game in which it's quarterback versus quarterback. I know that the game's won in the trenches and there are other players, but whichever quarterback makes the most plays and the fewest mistakes Sunday, that team wins. That's what you have to go to when you're not sure about what it's going to look like with their offensive line, when you're not sure what it's going to look like with your receiving core against their secondary, which has Derwin James, Tarheeb Still, some good players. I can't wait to see Jaden return to the lineup on Sunday. I am a little bit concerned about what this will look like if he's got to wear a knee brace. Cliff would not, I don't think, and he said it yesterday, and I think that the team isn't putting him out there unless Jaden can be Jaden. So I am going with the assumption that we are going to get Jaden Daniels playing like Jaden Daniels, meaning he's going to be a part of the run game, meaning he's going to take off and scramble. He's going to extend plays outside of the pocket, looking to throw, looking to run. You're going to need that Sunday to win the game. All right, the keys, other than really to me, it's a Jaden Daniels versus Justin Herbert. The guy who makes the most plays and the fewest mistakes, his team wins. You can say that about a lot of games with quarterback, but especially on Sunday. Number one, Washington wins this game if they let Jaden cook, you know, but they don't forget to protect him. And what do I mean by that? Not just protection in terms of max protect or making sure the offensive line does a great job or making sure, you know, they don't make mistakes with their running back and pass pro. I'm talking about running the football on Sunday, running the football against a team that will sit back and let you run the football on occasion. You know, last week, Cam Scataboo, who really has looked sensational as a rookie, 25 carries, 79 yards. Singletary, 28 yards on 7 carries. The quarterback, Jackson Dart, in the run game, 10 carries, 54 yards. The Giants rushed the ball. You want to talk about protecting a young quarterback in his first start, of course. 42 rushes, 21 pass attempts in the game. They won the game 21-18, but they rushed for 161 yards in that football game. You go back to the Denver game. J.K. Dobbins, I talked about him yesterday. In the game that Denver lost in a thriller at SoFi a couple of weeks ago, J.K. Dobbins, 11 carries, 83 yards. Their big problem in that football game is the Denver defense, which is very good. They got dominated time of possession-wise. There was a massive play difference. It was like 80-48. The Chargers ran 80 plays, and Denver only ran 48 plays in the game. Not because Denver turned it over. They did not turn the ball over at all in that game. They had a bunch of penalties, which hurt them and derailed drives, you know, and led to them, you know, punting 7 times in the game. But they were there, and they ran the football against the Chargers. You go back to week 2, the Chargers, you know, in a Monday night game against the Raiders, they were better against the run, but it's because the Raiders didn't really try to run the football. They dropped Geno back all night long in a game in which they did get behind by 2 scores. I think Washington has to think about what they did against the Raiders in week 3. And that is protective of Jaden. It will still allow Jaden to be him. You got to let him be Jaden, meaning he's got to be a part of the run game. You know, Jackson Dart was a part of the run game last week. Bo Nix was a part of the run game. You've got to threaten that defense, especially when they're sitting in that too high and saying, go ahead, run the football. You've got to be able to run the football. And with John Bates back, maybe they've got a better chance to do that. Maybe they still have a couple of offensive formations with Trent Scott as a 6th offensive lineman and eligible. They don't need it as much with Bates back, but they could still go to that. Run the football Sunday. Protect Jaden, but let Jaden be a part of it. If he's not able to be a part of the run game, if he's not able to go off schedule as a passer, he shouldn't be playing. Number 2, Washington beats the Chargers if defensively they are much better than they were last week in the trenches. And against the Chargers' offensive line, which is definitely compromised with injury, this feels like an opportunity like the defense had against the Giants and the Raiders. I'm talking about in the trenches. Now, the skill position players are much different, much better than what the Giants had in week 1 with Russell Wilson at quarterback, and even what the Raiders had in week 3. Not to mention, those were home games. But I think this is a game where your D-line has to play at a high level, and I think it has a chance to. Now, Duron might be, you know, banged up. He played a poor game Sunday. Steve Suter thought he was sick or injured, that he was so out of it on so many plays. Easily blocked. The effort, he questioned. And maybe it was because Duron was playing hurt. And if he is out, they have to go to, you know, their backups, including guys like Johnny Newton, you know, to get it done. They've got to be much better up front than they were against Atlanta. And they may have the opportunity to do it. So I think Washington wins this game if up front in their defensive line, they win in the trenches. They get off double teams, allowing Bobby Wagner and Frankie Louvu to make easier tackles closer to the line of scrimmage. Washington's been a decent run-stopping team. Now, Omarion Hampton, the rookie out of North Carolina, had his best game last week against the Giant defense, but it wasn't a lot of carries. Just 12 carries for 128 yards, but that is over 10 yards per carry for the rookie from North Carolina drafted in the first round at number 22 overall, Omarion Hampton. He was not my favorite back in the draft, but he's looked pretty good here to start this season. They've got weapons. They've got Keenan Allen back. They've got Ladd McConkey, who has not had a great start to the season. Quentin Johnston, who couldn't catch a cold his first few years in the league, is catching everything this year. They've got weapons. They've got a quarterback. But you've got to win in the trenches. They have the chance to take advantage of a compromised Charger offensive line, and Kinlaw and Armstrong, if it's Newton rather than Payne, they've got a chance to be disruptive. If they're not disruptive, they're going to give up way too much offensively, and it's going to be a game that they would have to win in a shootout. I'm not sure that's the game you want them in, and I think Sundays there is an opportunity to win at the line of scrimmage defensively. You know, it could be Goldman. It could be Newton. It's got to be Kinlaw. And if Payne plays and he's healthy, he's got to play better than he did last week. Next, simplify it on the back end. Please simplify it. I cannot watch another game, especially given this is the best offense you faced. This is the best group of playmakers. It's the best quarterback you face. They also can run the football. They're also well coached with Harbaugh and with Greg Roman as the OC. All right? They will figure out what you don't do well, and they'll attack it. Simplify it defensively. If that's bend, don't break, fine. See if the Chargers make mistakes. See if the front four can get pressure and can stop the run. And you guys can play more zone coverage, eyes on quarterback, everything in front. Which leads to the next thing. You've got to tackle better than you did. And they've got guys that will break tackles. Hampton can break tackles. Tyler Conklin, their tight end, will break tackles. The kid 86, Gadsden, will break tackles. Keenan Allen, you know, not a tackle breaker. Ladd McConkey, tough sometimes to get to the ground. You've got to tackle better defensively. And then lastly, and this is, you know, the typical cliche, but you've got to win in the other areas of the game, like turnovers and special teams. And Washington's got a chance to win on special teams. They've been an outstanding kick coverage team. Tarheeb still, by the way, as a punt returner, is dangerous. Still was a Maryland corner. He is a dangerous returner. He's a dangerous corner at times. A bit of a risk taker. And they've got a great kicker in Cameron, you know, Dicker the kicker. He's an outstanding kicker, 100% on the season, on field goals this year. Already 8-for-8. Last year he was 39-of-42. This guy is good. Has not missed a kick. Hasn't had a kick blocked. Washington's going to have to match that. Field position will be important. Turnovers will be important. But to me, it comes back to, is Five ready to play the way he can play? If Jaden Daniels is Jaden Daniels Sunday, after what the Chargers went through last week with their offensive line troubles, I'm going to take Washington Sunday to win the game. I'll give you my final score prediction with a footnote at the end of the show. But I think that they can win this football game. I think it's one of those games, too, where early in the game on defense, I think we'll get a feel for, is the result going to look more like Giants-Raiders, or is the result going to look more like Packers-Falcons? And to me, it all starts up front. They have to get off double teams. They have to stop the run, which they've done a good job at. And they've got to be able to scheme up some pass rush if the front four can't get there. This is an opportunity. It wouldn't be an opportunity if the Chargers were healthy along the offensive line. But like the Giants, who were banged up in week one without, you know, Andrew Thomas, like the Raiders, who had troubles along their offensive line and were missing their best guard in that game, this could be an opportunity for the defense to look better. I don't think the defense is a good defense. I think we're going to learn that over 17. But this is one of those opportunities, and maybe the only opportunity they'll have against a really good quarterback, a really good receiver group, a good running back, to actually perform well, because the Chargers are right now flawed in a major way up front. And we saw that against the Giants. We're not the Giants defensively. But you got to play much better than you did against Atlanta. I like the opportunity. I'm going to take Jaden over Justin Herbert, but you got to run the football this week, Cliff. All right, not fancy running football. Let's go at them, especially if they're going to sit back in too high safety. I mean, they'll walk Derwin James down, and he has got to be accounted for, no doubt. But when they're sitting back there saying, go ahead, let's see you run the football, run the football. Take the invitation and do it. All right, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. This is a weird game to preview because I think many of you who are typically very optimistic will be pessimistic today, especially with the injuries. How does Washington beat the Giants? How do you, you know, preview this game? What are the keys to a win over the Giants? We'll take your calls next at 301-230-0980.
All right, happy Friday, everybody. It is October 3rd. Here is a Commanders injury update. The Washington Commanders, they traveled to L.A. yesterday, but a few players did not make the trip. Terry McLaurin, Noah Brown, and Sam Cosby all did not travel with the team and are ruled out for Sunday. Some players still in question are Deebo Samuel, who did not practice with a heel injury, Mikey Sainristil, who did not practice with a knee injury yesterday. Deron Payne was limited with another knee injury, and Ali Cahill limited due to a concussion, and Percy Butler limited with a hip. Full participants are Dorrance Armstrong and Nick Ballor. They should be ready to go on Sunday. MLB Elimination Day was yesterday. The Tigers, they doubled up the Guardians by a score of 6-3. They will move on to face the Mariners. The Cubs went over the Padres by a score of 3-1. They will draw the matchup versus the Milwaukee Brewers. The Yankees beat the Red Sox 4-0. They'll take on the Toronto Blue Jays in the ALDS. And the Dodgers moved on the other day over the Reds. They'll go up against the Philadelphia Phillies. Some hockey. The Caps, they fell for the first time this preseason to the Boston Bruins by a score of 3-1. Ryan Leonard with the lone bright spot for the Caps. Charlie lingered in net last night, saving 25 of 27 shots. But man, he'd like to have that second goal back. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live every day from 10 to 1. You can catch Denton's office throughout all football season. Don't forget to hit the like button whenever you do decide to join us and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
from a coach in town that listens to the show that wants to remain anonymous. He writes, Kevin, they're going to load the box Sunday. They've been playing a lot of too high, a lot of nickel, a lot of dime all year, allowing teams to run, but they're going to force this one on Jaden. Mark my words. Okay. That's not what they've been doing, but let's see. If they load the box, then they're, you know, not sure with the receivers that we have that Jaden can beat us. It can beat him from the pocket. We'll see. I mean, that's always one of those things that's so interesting to watch. You know, last week, one of the things I didn't emphasize was just early how Washington was really loading the box to stop the run. And they didn't. You know, they were missing tackles left and right, and they were getting beat up front, especially with, you know, Duran, as Suter pointed out. But every week's a new week. You might be right. I mean, that's a coach's perspective, right? You're playing, you know, a lot on tape. You're seeing a lot of too high. You're seeing a lot of an invitation to run the football. And then all of a sudden they come with, you know, eight in the box early in the game saying, no, we actually believe your quarterback wearing a brace with no receivers, is going to struggle if we stop the run. All right, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Again, that Terry's out, Noah Brown's out, Cosme's out. They didn't even make the trip. Sanristil and Debo yesterday did not practice for a second consecutive day. So Percy Butler was already limited. You know, you got some issues in the secondary. You certainly have issues at wide receiver. How do they win this game? Because this is one of those games, not exactly like last night, where the 49ers were given very little chance because of all the injuries. In part because the Chargers have some injuries. And, you know, the Chargers came off a very physically demanding loss. And they got to go all the way back from east back to west. They're playing at home, but it's not really a home environment. And there will probably be a ton of Washington fans in there. Washington's only a 2.5-3 point dog, people. Okay, they're not an 8.5 point dog like they were last night. There's a reason for that, which is probably the number one reason. No, it's not probably. It is the number one reason I like our team, because there's going to be a need in every bookmaker's shop worldwide for Washington to cover the number. On Sunday. All right, how do they do it? I said the following. Let Jaden cook, but don't forget to protect him. And protecting him means running the football, especially if coach is wrong against what they've played a lot on first and second down. A lot of shell, a lot of too high, a lot of nickel, a lot of sometimes six DBs on the field. You've got to run the football, but you've got to have Jaden be a part of it. Okay, if he can't be Jaden Sunday, he shouldn't be playing. Number two, they've got a shot this week to play better in the trenches against a banged-up offensive line. I'm not saying it's going to look exactly like the Raider in the Giant game, but it's got a chance to look a lot better up front than it did in the Green Bay and in the Atlanta game, and it needs to. Number three, you've got to communicate differently on defense. Have to. In the back end, because they've got receivers and they've got a quarterback, best one we've faced this year. And then lastly, it's going to be those hidden yardage and turnover issues, special teams, and you can't lose the turnover battle against this team and hope to win. 301-230-0980. Let's get to your calls. We'll start with Cyrus. Cyrus, how do they pull it off Sunday in LA against the Chargers?
Hey, Kevin, my number one thing, which I think is kind of common in the games that they've lost, is starting off not slow on offense, but very quick. And it's actually more so less about getting the offense in rhythm, and it's more so about getting the defense in a position to where they don't get tired too early after multiple three and outs or short drives, and where they're not playing back on their heels the entire game. I think that was Adam Peters' plan this whole offseason, which is he's going to supplement the offense, try to improve the run defense, but at the end of the day, rely on the offense to put up enough scores to where the defense could maybe be a little bit more creative, and there's less pressure on them to have to come up with stops over and over again to get the offense back on the field. Atlanta controlled the time of possession last week. I don't have the exact numbers right now, but it was insane, was it not?
Yeah, it ended up being basically 9 minutes, but in the first half, it was basically doubled up, play count and time of possession. They went on long drives in the first half, you know, converting some, you know, not favorable down and distances, you know, throughout the game on second down and third down. Last year with Jaden in the lineup for, you know, pretty much the entire season, Washington finished seventh in time of possession advantage. This year, through four games, they're 28th in the league in time of possession. So you're 100% right. Their best defense, I still think, and maybe we don't know this for sure, but it's a strong, you know, guess at this point, strong lean at this point, that their best defense is going to be their offense again. And it can't be without Jaden on the field, in my opinion. Not that Mariota isn't a capable backup, but Jaden's got to be on the field making magic on some of those plays, third and fourth down, where they end up continuing drives like they did last year.
Yes, doing that early and often, and it's the only way they're going to beat the good teams. I think the defense can beat up a little bit on bad teams, but to beat the good teams, we have to start fast on offense. I don't see it happening any other way.
Thanks, Cyrus.
But thank you.
Yep, appreciate it. Let's go to Rod in Landover. How do they pull it off Sunday, Rod, in L.A. against the Chargers?
Hey, what's up, Kevin? Man, this is going to be a hard game. We got to win in the trenches. That's how the Giants beat them. Giants, the defensive line was just dominant. The Giants' offensive line did what they had to do. We got to win in the trenches, man. Am I confident that we're going to win in the trenches? I'm not sure. I know San Diego got some pretty big defensive tackles, man. Them guys are kind of they pretty tough up front, man. So our guys are going to have to play hard. And I want to see us start Bill, man. Bill, if they do load the box, I think this would be a game for Bill, man. He can make one or two guys miss, and let's pick up some chunk plays, man. I think they're gonna need some chunk plays out of the running game because if I'm San Diego, I'm going to press the receivers. I'm going to put eight in the box. You're gonna have to beat me with.
It's not what they've done so far this year. You know, as I mentioned, a coach in town, high school coach in town, said that's his guess, that they switch it up. And with the receivers being out, you know, they're going to put it on Jaden and the receivers. So maybe we'll see that. But if we don't see that, they've got to take that invitation and run the football. And I'm with you. I'd love Kroski Merritt to get not seven carries on Sunday. I'd love him to get 14 and say Rodriguez to get nine. You know, 23 for a buck 40. How about that? Let's take that right now with Jaden as a part of the running game. Hopefully Debo is a part of the running game. And that's how, you know, you can keep your defense off the field, win time of possession. But I don't think, you know, you turn down the invitation to run the football if they're giving you the opportunity to run it. I think you gotta take that if that's the way the Chargers play it on Sunday. And I think they can run the football. I think they're a better offensive line right now than they were at any point earlier in the season, or maybe even at any point last year, with maybe a better running back situation, even without Eckler. So
can I say this? I want to say this, Larry. When we cross the 50-yard line, man, we got to start going for it on fourth down. We can't. I'm not that confident.
We haven't had a lot of those this year. We haven't had a lot of those fourth and analytically go for it situations. There haven't been that many.
We need to create them because we're going. I think we're going to have to put up a little bit of points to beat San Diego.
Yeah, I'm looking at last year, 20 of 23. Right, so this year, in terms of fourth down attempts, just attempts, we have just seven on the year. We're 4 of 7 on fourth down. That's more fourth downs than I even thought that we had. Thanks for the call, Rod. Appreciate it. All right, everybody on hold, I see you. Let's take a break. We'll come back. I want your, you know, keys to a win Sunday. How do they pull it off Sunday with, you know, what will be in many areas a depleted roster going into the game? Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, and the Team980.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.